When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Today's lesson is about a man you've probably never heard of. He is yet another failed dictator who committed countless crimes against humanity and died before he could face judgment. His name was Slobodan Milosevic, also known as the Butcher of the Balkans. He was the former president of Yugoslavia, and along with other leaders, started a deadly war that I hadn't heard of, but was a living nightmare for those unfortunate enough to live there. Genocide, forcible deportation, murder, racial and religious persecution, imprisonment, torture, and extermination. The list of crimes is almost unending. And today, we shall see what we can learn from such a festering, rotten man, and turn the evil he spewed into the world into something beneficial to us all. Magic mirror on the wall, who is the most rotten one of all? Hi, hello, and howdy, my darlings, and welcome to Rotten to the Core. I am the not-so-evil queen, Joshua Waters, and thank you for joining me today here at Rotten to the Core, where we don't just recount history, we resurrect it. Using a magical mirror and a touch of humor, we delve into the lives and actions of some rotten people from our past, all aiming to extract valuable lessons from their mistakes. Lessons that are not only rotten, but relevant to our lives today. By the end of every episode, my hope is that you'll feel more informed and enlightened about the world we live in. I hope everyone's doing marvelous today. I've been outside enjoying the sunshine. I love decorating my front porch with all my little gnomes and flowers. I also realized I have a slight obsession with solar lights. I have the fairy ones that flicker and then the ones that look like little flame torches. I'm not going to be satisfied till it looks like a little fantasy world. And so far, all I've gotten was poison ivy and then a really bad sunburn. My skin hates me. But as a child of the 90s, I'll always be outside getting into something. At least till the streetlights come on. Speaking of the 90s, I don't know much about what happened during them globally, being that I was under 10 years old for all of it, and the whole internet not being accessible to me by then was a little bit of a problem. If it wasn't on Oprah or our local news, I didn't hear about it. In our lesson today, Slobodan Milosevic has plenty for us to learn from. He's just like any other dictator we've covered. An unimpressive, inadequate man who managed to grab a hold of power and used it to transmute his unhappiness with himself into death and pain for others. So, let's jump right into it, shall we? Slobodan Milosevic was born on August 29, 1941, in what is now Serbia. He was born shortly after the Nazi invasion during World War II. His dad was an Orthodox theologian deacon and high school religion teacher, who abandoned his family when World War II ended and took his own life in 1962. Slobo's mom was a teacher too, and a member of the Communist Party. And aside from her taking her life too in 1972, that's all I could find out about her. So both of his parents ended their life contracts early, and one son went on to be a murderous dictator, and the other a diplomat. Slobo, yes, that's really his nickname, joined the League of Communists as soon as he was 18 and graduated from high school. He then went to law school and also headed the Yugoslav Communist League and League of Socialist Youth of Yugoslavia. Dear God, all I did in college was sleep around. I still have the rug burn scars to prove it. Ah, memories. Well, Slobo graduated law school in 1966 and got a cushy job as an economic advisor to the mayor of Belgrade. From there, he went on to head a state-owned gas company and became the president of a bank. I smell corruption. Then in 1971, Slobo married a friend from childhood, Mirana Mokovic, who was not only a strict communist, but also became her husband's political advisor. So she can be blamed just as much. They had two children, Marco and Maria, who both are still alive, and they're no angels either. Eventually, Slobo became besties with Ivan Stambolic, who eventually became president of Serbia in 1986, and elevated his buddy Slobo into Ivan's former position as the Serbian Communist Party leader. My best friend makes creatures out of yarn and likes gardening. I guess it really is who you surround yourself with. Not long after his promotion, Slobo began taking a firm stance on nationalism after he had traveled to a village in Serbia and met with some unhappy locals. They told him how much they hated local authorities and how they believed they were harsher on them than they were on the Albanians in the area. He recognized the power of their hatred and saw it as an opportunity to launch his political career to darker heights. He started viewing politics as a question of fatherland. Who was entitled to the land they all lived on? And who needed to be removed. In his mind, there was no compromising, and he started gearing up to remove the people he deemed as vermin. He quickly gained popularity and supported mass demonstrations that showed how Serbians were being discriminated against. He then developed a powerful message that joined Serbian nationalism with a call for a less bureaucratic, more powerful, and responsive central government. Yeah, that doesn't sound scary at all. He even started developing a reputation for turning on those closest to him at the first sign of trouble. In 1987, he orchestrated his old friend Ivan to be removed as president. Now, instead of relying on his powerful friends, Slobo turned to the masses through manipulation, now preying on their nationalist impulses and cutting his opponents off at the base. One of his tactics was to encourage nationalism by focusing on the Albanian population in Kosovo, which was around 90%. By 1990, he had won the presidential election by a landslide, which, you know, isn't hard to do when you take out all your opponents. He was now the leader of the new Socialist Party of Serbia and was popular among the masses, aside from the Albanians, of course. Even when there were multiple economic and military setbacks during his 10-year reign, he would say and do whatever he had to get out of it. And the people believed him. He convinced them that he was indispensable by portraying himself as a better option than other leaders and saying that chaos would occur without him. Ha! That's the same thing my ex said when I broke up with him. Rest in peace. Whenever anything bad would happen, he would just slip on his little actor pants and play whatever role he had to, whether it was warmonger, peace broker, or modern thinker, depending on the situation. Well, in 1991, several elected leaders in Croatia and Slovenia started advocating for the transformation of Yugoslavia into a confederation, which resulted in a 3-year war over territory, which only worsened the already struggling economy of Serbia, which was being sanctioned by the UN. Well, Slobo wasn't able to talk his way out of it this time, and in 1995, he agreed to a peace accord and ended the war in Bosnia. If there was one thing old Slobo cared about, it was keeping his power. By now, he had served 2 terms as president, and he was constitutionally barred from serving a third. But he stayed in power by forcing the federal parliament to elect him to the presidency in 1997 instead of a popular vote. History more recently tried to repeat itself that way, but it didn't. In 1998, Serbia and Albanians of Kosovo started fighting each other. The next year, Serbians went on a huge attack against the rebels. And to counter, NATO forces started a massive air bombing against Yugoslavia, hoping that Slobo would give up, which, surprisingly, only rallied the Serbian people behind him. And he took the opportunity to order mass ethnic cleansing of Albanians, forcing hundreds of thousands of them out as refugees. By June, he had agreed to a peace accord with NATO that obliged him to withdraw Serbian forces from Kosovo. And I think he knew that his popularity and time in power was coming to an end. Well, well, well. You know how Slobo had parliament vote him into the presidency and all of that trouble he got into with the UN? Since he was still the president and commander-in-chief of the military, that means he was also responsible for any and all crimes they committed against international law, like all that ethnic cleansing. He then lost the election in 2000 and was arrested the following year and put on trial for charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. And remember how he went to law school? During the trial, he served as his own defense lawyer. His confidence alone is frightening. Can you imagine being up for all of that and then thinking, "Oh yeah, I can get myself out of this." The trial began in early 2002, but was delayed multiple times because Slobo's health was getting bad, as he was suffering from a heart condition and high blood pressure. And on March 11, 2006, Slobodan Milosevic was found dead in his prison cell from a major heart attack. leaving behind him a legacy of more than 200,000 dead in Bosnia and over 2 million people cast out of their homes and countries. There was also the ethnic cleansing of more than 800,000 Albanians from Kosovo, and having any unuseful friends and opponents murdered. He was denied a state funeral, but still had enough support to have over 10,000 supporters attend a ceremony for him. The butcher of the Balkans was now gone, but his rotten seeds were planted in over 10,000 people to grow and spread. I think the worst thing about this lesson is how much it reminds me of a few conflicts that are going on currently in the world. My hope is that one day we can eliminate the term ethnic cleansing from our vocabulary and finally learn from the mistakes of the past. I also learned that there should be psychological examinations for anyone who's gonna run a freaking country. Any talk about calling people vermin or showing a lack of empathy for those who think differently than they do should be an immediate rejection. Maybe if we talk to them like they're a kindergartner? Now, if you can't play nice, then you can't play at all. And on that note, it brings us to the end of our lesson today, my darlings. So let's cleanse ourselves of this rotten man. And I'll let you get back to your gardens. Don't forget sunscreen. And watch out for poison ivy. Leaves of three, let it be. So take a deep breath and ground yourself in the here and now. May my mind, body, and spirit communicate clearly, allowing me to live in harmony with myself and those around me. Let any negative thoughts within me fade away, leaving only positivity and love. May I move forward with clarity and alignment with my highest self, allowing ease and flow to guide me toward my greatest desires. May I always remember that I am in constant connection and co-creation with Source. So be it. Thank you for supporting Rotten to the Core. Let's catch up again next week. And in the meantime, be happy, find your peace, and don't hurt anyone. I'd love to hear what you thought about Slobo and what lessons you learned on any of my socials. If it's a good one, I'll read it on one of my next lessons. If you enjoy Rotten to the Core, please follow me on Instagram or join me on Patreon. Both of those are at It's Rotten to the Core. My TikTok is at Rotten in History. You can also hear me on my other podcast, Mystery Inc., that I do with my older brother Shane and our friend producer Kim. I have a Facebook group too called Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole, where we can interact and have a plethora of extra fun, foul, mysterious, rotten, and historical things a brewing. It was lovely spending time with you today. Have a fantastic week, my darlings. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.